Audio Link 6. How online platforms decide what students should do next. Today I'd like to talk about adaptive task sequencing in online courses, and in particular, how the order of learning activities can be adjusted to better support student understanding. To begin with, it's useful to consider how tasks are usually organized in many online courses. In most cases, activities are arranged in a fixed sequence that all students are expected to follow. This might involve watching a lecture, completing a reading, and then submitting an assignment. While this structure can work well for some learners, it doesn't always reflect the different ways students engage with content or progress through a course. So, next we can introduce the idea of adaptive task sequencing. Adaptive sequencing refers to the way the order of learning activities can change, depending on student needs, progress, or learning context. Rather than assuming that all students benefit from the same pathway, adaptive sequencing allows tasks to be reorganized so that learners encounter activities at the point when they are most useful. For example, some students may benefit from completing practice tasks before engaging with more complex readings, while others may prefer to explore conceptual material first and apply it later. In this sense, adaptation does not mean removing content, but adjusting when and how it is encountered. A second important point is that adaptive sequencing can support learning by helping students manage difficulty more effectively. In online environments, students often encounter challenging concepts without immediate support. If tasks are sequenced carefully, learners can build confidence through simpler activities before moving on to more demanding ones. This step-by-step progression can reduce frustration and encourage persistence. In addition, adaptive sequencing can allow students to revisit key ideas. Learning is not always linear, and students may need repeated exposure to concepts across different stages of a course. For instance, an online platform might introduce a topic briefly, provide practice, and then return to it later in a more complex form. This kind of sequencing helps reinforce understanding over time. A further point to note is that adaptive sequencing is not guided by technology alone. Tutors and course designers may also create optional pathways, alternative task orders, or flexible deadlines that allow students to manage their learning more effectively. These design choices recognize that students differ in pace, background knowledge, and confidence. However, it is also worth acknowledging that adaptive sequencing has limitations. If the logic of task adjustment is unclear, students may feel uncertain about what they should do next. So, effective sequencing requires clear organization and signposting so that learners understand the purpose of each activity within the wider course structure. So, to conclude, adaptive task sequencing treats task order as flexible rather than fixed. By adjusting when students encounter activities, online courses can better support progression, engagement, and understanding across diverse learner groups.